Learning from my parents. Learning from my parents. All of us have parents. Most people. Very few that don't. They had parents when they were born, and their parents gave them their genes and chromosomes and whatever. And also their emotional attitude toward a child. Because as a child is being born, the 9 months of pregnancy, so many things are happening in its body, in its mind, transmitted from its mother, transmitted from the world about it, and how it responds to it, and how it acts toward it, and how we learn from our parents. When our parents are super loving parents, and most parents really are, when our parents are super loving parents, we feel wanted. We feel belonging. We feel important. But we feel important in ourselves. It's not that we feel important in our parents' life, or that our parents want us, or other people. We have this sense of being wanted, the sense of being important, the sense of being something worthwhile. And as we have this sense within us of being worthwhile, we feel that everything is good. We feel we're in an unconditionally loving universe. We're in a world where people like each other, where there's always family, there's always togetherness. Oh, there's individual beingness in a family, where the children or the husband or the wife want to do what they want to do. But it's not a matter in contradistinction to the other members of the family. It's more that they want to do their thing. They want to be their beloved self. They want to be their ideal self. That's the feeling that most families give to the family members, making the family member feel that they are worthwhile, that they are good. And as the children grow, this feeling of self-confidence, this feeling of belonging to themselves, of needing, not needing so much, but of enjoying, there you are, of enjoying who they are, enjoying the kind of person they are, enjoying the kind of life they live for themselves, enjoying all those things in life that make their world really fantastic, glorious, happy, abundant, joyful, in every way. What do we learn from our parents? What we learn from our parents is more the subtleties of how our parents act and how our family acts. That's what we learn. We don't learn so much about the values that our family has, because the values are lived values. The values are not necessarily spoken values, but they're lived values. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Peter Rabbit's mother was a very beautiful mother. Peter Rabbit's mother said, "Now, he's just a baby. Be nice." And, of course, Peter Rabbit was a nice rabbit. And we are nice children. We are nice adults. We love one another. We do not want to pick on each other. We want to bless each other because we want to be blessed. But you see, when you come from a family where you have learned from your parents, then you have learned it intuitively. You have learned it instinctually. You have learned it lovingly, unconditionally lovingly. You have learned it in every action that your brothers and sisters do, that your family, your mother and father do. You have learned it as your father and mother would never tell a lie. So you learn never to tell a lie. As your father and mother always speak kindly of everyone, always looking for their good features, their good points, so you always speak kindly and always look for the good points. This is sort of born into you, bred into you. This is what you are. This is the type of being you are. They are a loving family. They are loving people. They are gentle people. They are people who care about themselves and their world. A lot of times, people just care about themselves and don't care about their world, which is a hard thing for me to believe. But they care about themselves and don't care about their world because what they do is they act toward others in an unkindly way because they want everything for themselves. And when you selfishly want everything for yourself and you don't want your brother, you don't want your family to enjoy it too, when you do that, then you create a relative atmosphere of negativism, a relative atmosphere of negativism that just goes on and on and on. But this is a rare thing, truly. It's a rare thing. The most general thing that we do is to love ourselves, and then we love our families. And we want our families to have everything that's good and beautiful. And our family wants us to have everything that's good and beautiful. It's a mutual situation, a mutual admiration society. Now, you've heard that. Mutual admiration society. I say, you're wonderful, and you say, oh, you're so wonderful, too. And that's a mutual admiration society. But it's a truthful society. A truthful society where you're telling each other how much you love each other. You're telling each other how wonderful you are. You're telling each other what a great world this is. That's what you're telling each other. You're telling each other all of these glorious things about yourselves. And as you tell these things to yourselves, what happens? You feel great. You feel 10 feet tall. We learn from our parents. We learn from our family. We learn from our world. But mostly, we really don't learn. We intuitively realize our highest and best. We intuitively realize that which is beautiful and good for ourselves in the world and for everybody else. And we want everybody in the world to have the beautiful things that we have. We want everybody in the world to enjoy the beautiful things that we enjoy. Because if everybody in the world enjoys the beautiful things that we enjoy, you can be sure we're going to spend our time enjoying beautiful things. We're going to spend our time watching our parents for how they've become who they are. Little children love to make this statement. I want to be just like my daddy. I want to be just like my mommy. Why do they want to be like their daddy and their mommy? They want to be like their daddy and their mommy because their daddy and mommy are loving people, unconditionally loving people, because their daddy and mommy are always there. They're like God. They're always there. And in fact, little children think of their parents as God. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is when we can all begin to think about everything in our world as being good and very good. How wonderful that is when we can realize that as we learn from our parents, we learn not so much by what they say, but by how they act, what sort of things they believe. And you and I, we believe the same things our parents believe. We believe in unconditional love. We believe in joy. We believe in peace. We believe in goodness. That's our nature. That's our being. That's who we are. And that's all that it takes. This day, recognize you learn from your parents, but how do you learn? By how they act. So you act lovingly, beautifully, wonderfully, because that's how your parents act. And all the world will look at you and say, you are a beautiful being. And they will all love you just like you love your parents, just like you love everyone in your world. Make this the truth about you. Understand it. Realize it. Enjoy it. And make it yours now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I truly do.